And this is 89.1 WEMU. Welcome to Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and each Monday we take a look at your civic engagement opportunities with the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor. Mary Morgan, good to talk with you again.
David Fair, happy Monday.
Did you enjoy the weird Michigan weather over the weekend?
I love the weekend. I love fall. October is my favorite month, so either way, swinging it warm or swinging it cold, it's a great time of year.
Yeah, a little rain, a little sleet, a little hail, the high winds.
Yeah, that hail was amazing.
Seems like a Michigan weekend. Well, we're just 15 days away now. The November election's right around the corner, and there are a number of opportunities for us to become more informed before we hit the polling stations or fill out those absentee ballots. There are three statewide ballot proposals that will be decided, and as I understand it, tonight we have an opportunity to hear the pros and cons of each.
That's right. You know, the MSU, Michigan State University Extension Program is offering a series of workshops today and tomorrow across the state. And there's one tonight in Ann Arbor. It starts at 6 o'clock at the library's Westgate branch. It's a good opportunity to just get up to speed with the three statewide ballot proposals and answer questions with some people who are informed on that topic, and I think it's definitely worth going if you haven't already voted absentee and you're still interested in learning about some of the ballot proposals.
Yeah, Proposal 1 would legalize recreational marijuana. Proposal 2, that would change the manner in which our legislative district lines are drawn and take the power away from the controlling majority in the state legislature and hand it to an independent committee. It's being called the voters, not politicians measure. Then Proposal 3 would create greater voter access by, among other things, reinstating straight party ticket voting, allow for no reason absentee voting, and allow people to register to vote all the way up to Election Day. That measure is being referred to as Promote the Vote. Each has their own merits, and there are concerns about each as well, depending on where you sit on these issues. So, again, finding out more, always a good idea. Now, voters in Ann Arbor, Mary, have three ballot issues to decide come November 6th, the most controversial of which deals with the city-owned property known as the Library Lot. It's going to be a panel discussion on that this week, right?
That's right. It's happening on Thursday, and they're going to have two people from each representing each sides of that issue at a forum on the at the library from 7 to 8:30 on Thursday. So that's another good opportunity. You'll be able to hear from both sides. You'll be able to ask questions. It is going to be recorded. It's not going to be broadcast live, but it will be available before the election to watch if you can't make it. But as you said, this is very controversial. I have heard really passionate arguments on both sides. The proposal, if approved, would designate the property that's owned by the city, it's called the library lot, just north of the library, as a urban park and civic center. And the alternative is, right now there's a proposal going through for development that would be a 17-story building there, with also a plaza area that would be public, but it would primarily be the building, hotel, apartments, and some of the proceeds would be put towards affordable housing, which is what the opponents of Prop A are citing as one of the main reasons to vote against it.
It has certainly stirred the passions among Ann Arbor residents, and it comes down to the argument that's been going on for quite some time, development versus preservation. Do you have any sense of how this is going to turn out post-election?
You know, I don't really have a good handle on it. I see a lot of folks on social media on both sides, and it's really hard to tell. I think it'll be a matter of who actually shows up and who gets to that end of the ballot, because, you know, it's a really long ballot, and I think some of those, some folks just don't go all the way to the end to see the local proposals.
Well, voters in all nine districts have contested races to decide for Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners come November, and there's an opportunity to hear directly from those candidates this week.
Yeah, there's a forum just for the county commissioner candidates. It's hosted by a group called the Washtenaw Financial Stability Coalition. That's a partnership between the United Way and the Habitat for Humanity of Huron Valley. I think it's going to focus on questions of financial security and economic opportunity. And I was just taking a look at some of the questions that are going to be asked. They put that when you register. They provide some of the questions that they'll be asking in addition to ones that you'll be able to ask if you go. Things like, how will you protect consumers from predatory lending practices here in the county? There was a recent county equity policy. They asked how that the spirit of that policy will be expressed as a commissioner. What are some of the biggest things standing in the way of the county achieving financial security? So it's very focused, and I think that,
quite important topics.
Yeah, and Washita United Way has been a real advocate in raising these equity issues, so it's a good opportunity. The forum is happening on Friday morning. It's running from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the County Learning Resource Center on Washington Avenue, so I hope that people will be able to make it at that time and hear from their commissioner candidates.
Once again, you're listening to Civic Matters with Mary Morgan. She is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor, and you're listening to 89.1 WEMU. I don't know if you've watched these, Mary, but local filmmaker Donald Harrison and his Seven Cylinder Studios have put together a little series on voting, and it's actually quite helpful and entertaining.
Yes, I have watched these, and they are amazing. They use young kids from the area, young adults, and I think that they've just done a great job at making these issues, absentee voting, preparing to vote, voting election day. They did one on registering to vote, which, of course, that deadline has passed. Mm-hmm. It's just a fun way to get up to speed and informed about the voting process, and I think they did a great job. In Washtenaw County, I really appreciate that they're supporting this, and of course, Donald Harrison of Seven Cylinders Studios, he's a creative force.
Indeed he is. And again, it doesn't matter how you plan to vote, or if you're Republican, or if you're Democrat, or if you are a member of a third party, what is important is that you do vote. And this is really a helpful little entertaining way to find out more about what is going to happen as we move forward from this point. Now, there has to be some things going on in Washtenaw County that are not election related this week, I would imagine.
Well, one of the things I'm really looking forward to is happening tomorrow night. It's called Literature versus Traffic, and some folks in the university are shutting down Liberty Street between State and Maynard, and they're going to pave the street with books that have LED lights in them. So it'll be like an illuminated book pavement, which is interesting to conceive of, and it'll be even more exciting to see in person.
Yeah, they call it Literature versus Traffic, and I don't know, it's taken place in other parts around the country. Have you seen any of the pictures of it? It's quite amazing.
I have, and I, really think that it's going to be quite remarkable. They are still looking for volunteers, I believe. So we'll have a link on WEMU's site and Civ City site as well. The event lasts from 5 to 11 o'clock, so if you have the chance to get down there, you won't be able to drive on the street on that stretch, but it'll be a great visual experience.
Yeah, and now keep in mind that while it runs from 5 to 11 for the illuminated part of the Literature versus Traffic exhibit, they're going to need a lot more time to set that all up, so that street closure will be in place early tomorrow.
That is correct. Don't drive on the books, my advice.
Always good and fair advice. And a little bit more serious note, on Wednesday of this week, the Michigan Affordability and Advocacy Coalition is going to host a forum. What exactly are they trying to put forth?
This is a group that grew out of a guide that was developed on how to live in Ann Arbor if you, are a low-income resident. And the group is going to be focused on this particular forum, rent prices in Ann Arbor, food security, student employment, it's a university focused event, and tuition increases. And of course, since it is election season, we can't get quite away from that. And I think that there are going to be some candidates for U of M Regent at this event, as well as State Rep Yusuf Rabi. It's going to be at the Ford School from 7 to 9. I think these are issues that affect, some of them obviously affect students more strongly, but, rent in Ann Arbor and food security, those are things that we all have to think about. So I'm glad they're raising these issues.
And once again, that's an event that runs from 7 to 9 at the U of M Ford School. That's over on State Street in Ann Arbor. And if you like more details, it will be included as part of our web post. I can't let you go, Mary Morgan, until we cover this subject. Now, I do follow you on social media. And as I understand it, you were recently gifted some chocolate-covered bacon.
Oh, yes.
I had never heard of such a thing.
I had only in my dreams had I heard of such a thing, but my sister sent it to me today is my birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday, Mary Morgan.
I saved the bacon, the chocolate covered bacon for today. So that's in my near future to celebrate.
I cannot wait to hear the reviews because, again, I'm sure it's existed in the past. I had never heard of it. And I can only imagine what an interesting combination and taste that must be.
Oh, sweet and savory. It's always good.
Well, for all bacon lovers, stay tuned to Mary Morgan. Follow her on social media. You'll get a review. Thank you so much for the time, and I look forward to our conversation next week as we move ever closer to the November 6th general election.
Have a great week, David.
That is Mary Morgan, and we will again visit next Monday. She is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative and our partner in civic matters. If you would like to find out more on all of today's topics and to visit the Civic Matters Archive, it's always available to you simply by visiting our website at WEMU.org. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.